on the board, and thanks for being here. Today we're going to talk about some profitable day in swing trading that we do in our website. My site is called thetechtrader.com, and let's get that out of the way. I'll show you the site itself. This is yours truly, and we have a site with a day trading room, and we do a lot of day trading, swing trading alerts throughout the session. Intraday webcasts, I come on before the market, several times after the market, updates you, showing you my chart, my minute by minute technical analysis of these charts we're looking at, and updating you on the chart action and progression during this day, updating you on charts, stops, targets, and things of that nature. So give me a little flair for what the room looks like. And this is live right now. You can see that we're streaming live comments. This is now after hours, of course. People are posting right now. I had just recently posted some earnings reports, and you can see that they're updating some of the trades that we made during the day and making comments about what's, somebody says it's 2000 all over again, because we had a huge day today in the market, particularly in our site. Anyway, you can go to the site and click on try it free for 15 days and get in there. No credit card needed. Just come on in for 2 weeks and enjoy it and make some money, because most people that come in tell me they make enough in the first 2-3 weeks to pay for the first year or two subscription. So let's get that out of the way and move towards my presentation today. I'm a big believer in using price and volume surges and pattern recognition, because patterns repeat in all time frames, to catch big moves in a stock market, both intraday and for swings and long-term moves as well. What I normally do is I go into this presentation and show you some examples, but there's so many examples just from today, and I'm going to show you some live stuff that happened today. What we do in preparing for the training session is we come in and we analyze patterns from the previous day on stocks that close strongly, and I'll prepare a video every night called the Charts of the Day, which are published after the market closes, and you can review 10 or 15, 20 stocks that are very hot patterns or stocks that had big days, and many of those are good follow-through trades or even swing trades. My morning routine consists of, I come on at 4 o'clock in the morning Los Angeles time, 7 o'clock Eastern, and I spend about an hour and 10 minutes going over dozens and dozens of charts, news items and stuff to cull a list of what we call the focus list. And out of that focus list, during the period just before the opening for about an hour, I'll come on and do a live video and go through all the charts on the focus list and kind of determine which ones I want to trade that day. And I'll give stops, targets, and show you the patterns as they're developing pre-market, and then follow them during the course of the day. But what we're looking for is stocks that are popping, like this one, for example. Hold one second. In the course of the day, we want to see a stock that's going to pop, gap, breakaway gap, pop up and form some sort of consolidation. And then when they break out, we buy them. And you can see this one had a nice session that day. That's just one example. I'll show you a lot from today. But during the course of the day, we do various analyses based on various kinds of patterns. Five-wave intraday, basic Elliott wave moves, but something we see a lot of during the course of the session. Here's an example. VISN popped, formed a wedge, broke out right there. That was a day trade for us. It ran sharply from 9:30 to about 10:65. That was a nice trade right there, and then formed a beautiful little pennant, broke out again. We put another trade on and captured another dollar there, and that's the kind of trades we do pretty much all day. But let's go to some live examples from today. Here's what I consider the chart of the day. How often do you see a stock go up 237% on nearly 300 million shares? And yes, that's what this traded today, and we caught it right at the beginning and even pre-market. When I came in the morning, I saw the pop and little flag in here, and then I saw another basic 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wave Elliott wave move. Until just before the opening, when the market opened, it had a little falling wedge, and when it popped out right there, we went long. And I told people to add to their position here when it popped across the 315 range. And then a half an hour was 420 for more than a dollar on a $3 stock. That's about a 35% gain in 30 minutes. And then a beautiful falling wedge type of bull flag type of pattern developed right there. And when it popped out there and went through there, I told everybody you could add to your positions, and then it formed a wedge and then broke out again, and it kept going. I had a target on this one. I remember. Remember at 6.25, and we hit 6:30. You know, many of us took our profits off the table. Then when it formed that beautiful 2-hour flag and broke out again, several of us in the room went long on my recommendation. And you can see from that level at 6:35, eventually it got up to 7.93 for $1.50 right in there, and literally in half an hour. Subsequently to that, currently and live after hours, this stock made it all the way up to over 9 from where we first recommended in the morning at about 3. So this is a 200% gain just from where we first went in one day. And if you think that's atypical, it's not. There's so many stocks that do that every day. And today was an unusual day, but I want to use it as an example of the kind of things we see every day in our trading room. Renren, which popped and formed a little wedgie right at the get-go here, and then broke out, we put a day trade on it. From that level at about the $5, $5.20 range, it quickly ran up to $5.60, pulled back, formed the flag, ran up to my target at $6, and then kept going, formed the coil, broke out, and then stair-stepped its way up, whereas by the close, this stock traded at $8.20. And after hours as high as 840, currently about 745 on a pullback after hours. But as you can see, when a stock pops on big volume from the get-go and forms a little wedge and the volume gets very quiet, I coined that the low volume ebb. Many, many stocks will do that just before they run. Get to a kind of a balance. Here's another example. In the middle of the day here, it got very quiet, formed a little wedgie or coil, I should say. Volume got very quiet near the apex, little bars, and then it popped out. Right there at that level at about 605, we went long again. And within a half an hour, it traded up to 715 for $1.10, but just kept going. Even after hours, it kept running. So if you can catch a wave when the volume and technicals are solid, and notice, by the way, one thing that happens almost every time we are involved in a chart like this, it never breaks the support level. This is support, there is support. It was tested, but never broken. Runs up and pulls back. That's your support now. Did not break it there, and just kept going higher. Same thing happened with DPW, in essence. Broke out, pulled back. That was the support level. Ran up, never broke. Support all the way up. The Day Trader's Dream Channel is a stock that does this. It constantly follows its rising channel with a test, and doesn't break down. And when that happens, you can stay in it all day long. The number one question I get from my traders is, how do I stay in a stock? I always sell too early. Does that sound familiar? Because most people sell too early. Why do they sell too early? Because they get excited about taking a profit and they make a decision to sell. Now, it's okay to sell, but why sell it all at once? If I have 1,000 shares of something and it hits a peak like that on a high volume surge, I'll sell a third of my position. If I see another spike, I'll sell another third, maybe another third. Or I'll sell a quarter, 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 another quarter. And the point is, you don't have to buy it at one time and you don't have to sell everything at one time. I believe in scaling in, scaling out. That's the number one way to stay, have some skin in the game and stay in a trade. Because you never know how far they're going to go when they're running like this. Well, in particular, with 300 million shares traded on the stock in one day. And by the way, this is the first day I think in my trading career I've seen three stocks at the traded over 250 million shares or something like that in one day. Pretty amazing. Well, here's a third example, GTEC, which from the get-go popped and then formed the coil. When it started to move, we bought it here at about 6.25 and up to 743 for a good trade right there. And then coiled and popped and eventually made it up to 760.65. After hours holding very nicely, 9 million shares up 64% on the day. That's three times normal volume as well. By the way, in the case of DPW, the volume was 4,200% above average for the day. This is what we call volume buzz on TC2000, which is by Warden Brothers. I love these patterns because I love to see colors on black because it stands out, and it's much easier for me to read patterns on these kind of charts rather than black on white. I just really feel that they don't. This chart pops. One of the other monsters of the day today was fuel cell. If you take a look at the daily chart, you'll see an explosive move. Literally in 2 weeks, it's taken us from 2 to almost 10. And that's in 2 weeks. You can, and with the huge volume on the stock, you'll notice that once the stock does this, here's the 15-minute chart. Notice never did a low, pull back low, break the support level all the way up. That's how you stay in the game. Just stay in the stock, keep raising your stops. Why not keep raising your stops? And notice the parallel channel. It's amazing how they form these 45-degree angle rising parallel channels. When a stock has really got momentum, this is what it does. It'll pop in coil and pop in long coil, pop in form another little wedgie, and then just keep going. I wanted to show you the trend on this one. So you can see that after running up and retesting, the stock just kept going. By the end of the day, it was 964. That was actually after hours. An amazing move today on the stock, which started right this morning there when it coiled pre-market and then broke out and pulled back again. And you can always tell when the volume starts getting heavy, it's when the stock opens. So here was an opening. I wanted to show you something really neat. Strong pop and a very tight little 5 or 6 minute wedge. Notice that during the process of this wedge forming, and it's a little tiny one right there, the volume got quieter. And when it broke out, it picked up. Then it retested it, but never got through taking it out of low until about here. So even then though, if you're in the stock when we first gave it to you and it didn't violate till there, you could have still sold the spike. And I am a big believer in when you get multiple waves up and that comes to a head after 5 or 6 waves, five waves up, this was too far too fast. It literally went from 7 to 8.39 or $1.40 basically in about a half an hour. And you can see the crescendo of volume until that big red bar turned out right there, big sell bar, and that turned the stock down. And then when it righted itself and went back up, up against, again, through the resistance level. Notice how it held there and held there and then ran up, and after hours made it all the way up to 964. The Tech Trader, I've been doing this, folks, for 660 years. I'm 74, and I've been doing it since I'm a kid. And I can tell you that only in the last 20, 25 years that I get it really, really right. And it takes a long time to really learn trading. I think you can take advantage of my expertise in charting. I wrote a book called Profitable Day in Swing Trading. I wrote it in layman's terms because I feel like there's a lot of complex trading books out there that aren't that easy to understand. But if you read my book, that you can get, I believe it's still available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, one of those two. It's, again, written in layman's terms and pretty easy to explain the way I do things. So what I do is, number one, I want to invite you into the room. Enjoy the company, because there's some great traders and great people in my room. People that really not only know their stuff, and they've been trading for 20, 30 years, a lot of people have experience in my room. But these people like to take newbies under the wing and mentor them. So it's a great place to learn, if not make a lot of money if you're a seasoned trader. Anyway, so to go on to some more examples, Blink is by the way, a swing trade of mine, and I want to point this out. I first saw Blink break out here in June, cross resistance, which was right there. We put a swing on it around the 3.5 range. We were out pretty much at 8, and it formed a wedge, and we went in again for a two-day trade that literally exploded from 7 to 14 in 2 days. And I wasn't in the stock for a long time because I saw this coil forming. Note the breakout right there. That was the day we went back in, and I saw the breakthrough this resistance line, and the volume was picking up dramatically. That was at the about 13, 14 range. Well, in a week, it's gone to 38. I kid you not, folks. And you can see how this stock today was a monster, and actually for the last 2 days, it literally exploded yesterday morning, ran up, and then today took off again. And here was the real trade. In the morning at 9:30, the stock, my time, the market opened from the wedge. When the wedge broke, I put everybody in. And that stock, at that time, was 29. And it literally ran to 32.5 within 20 minutes. Then there was an article by, I think, Citron that said basically, that SBE, it's got 70% of the market. This company's nothing. They tried to knock it down. It's worth $1. Of course, the traders didn't buy that. They're probably short. Anyway, 1, 2, 3 bottoms all held in that 27 range. It broke out right there. And check this out. Broke out and formed a perfect coil. A low volume ebb right there. And then when that broke out, we went long. Right there. Even at 29.5, right? Half hour later, 34.75, or 34.67 for $5. And then it pulled back after hours immediately when the market closed, and man, exploded in 38 after hours. And with this little coil forming, it may not be done. It's a very explosive type stock. Obviously a hot group. Is it extended? You betcha. Is there high volume bringing it to a frenzy? I would be a seller up here. I don't know where the stock goes. It might be 35, 45, 50 tomorrow. But I'm a believer that selling to strength, but you don't have to sell it all. Sell a piece there and a piece there, and then hold the rest with a stop. Where would you stop it? For me, right there now. Under 32, I'm out. If you want a tight stop, under 34, I'm out. Or sell half there and half there. You can always peel back positions, and you don't have to sell. It's funny how people make up their mind. They sell everything or they buy everything. I don't buy you that way either. I scale in on the buy side as well. And I'd rather scale up when a stock is breaking out. For example, buy it there, breaks out again, buy it there. What's to say this doesn't hold here and keep going to 40 today? Wouldn't shock me if this is 40 after hours. Here's a stock that just went ballistic, and I first went long this morning, and check this out, folks. Here's a stock that went vertical because they got an order for 10,000 trucks from UP. This is, I think, an English company, and this is SPAC that's merging with a big English truck, electric truck manufacturer for 10,000 trucks, and the stock went ballistic. Gap, this is a breakaway gap, that's a running gap, and the exhaustion gap may not even be here yet. This could open at 32 tomorrow and be 38 to 40. That would be the end for me. But what we did this morning on a day trade is this. It started out with a pop and pulled back, and I said, if it breaks the high, we're going long. Right there at 20.75. Within minutes, I kid you not, it was 24.75 for $4. A lot of us took our trade, waited for the pullback. It was a nice Fibonacci retracement of about 50%, maybe a little bit more. 0.50 Fib retracement of that move there. And the falling wedge, when it broke out, many of us went long again around 22. Then ran up to 23.90 for a quick $1.90. If you took the trade, some of us didn't, but it coiled. After the coil and the pop out, there's a bull flag. You see it, the little tight little bull flag? And right near the end of it, the low volume ebb right there told me that this was about to go again. So if you didn't go long then, I said, this is good to go at 23. And by maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, it was 25.5. Then it broke out, and after stairs went ballistic, vertical, all the way up to 2840. And now it's coiling again. You can take out some of these after hour spikes, but the real pattern that's developing on this one right now is right there. And that's another bull coil. Now, I don't know if it's done yet, but you can see that if it takes one more run up, this could be $30 to $31. Pretty amazing stuff. But that's what I look for. And that's the kind of patterns I trade at thetechtrader.com for day trades. This is a 1 minute chart showing 1 minute patterns developing intraday with volume spikes, support, resistance channels, things of that nature. I also trade many of my ideas come from my day trades and end up being strong on the 15 minute and hourly charts as well. And then I look at the daily, of course, and if I like what I see, I'll put a day trade on it, like Blink and a couple others. Just coincidentally, I also told everybody, because one of my institutional clients told me about this. When I saw the pop and the coil, I was also made aware that this also has warrants. Now, the warrants exploded pre-market and then pulled back. But take a look at the bull coil that developed. When it broke out right there, we went long at about 540, and within a half hour, it was 669. So that was a nice $1.20 trade, and only took 30 minutes. Sometimes you get lucky. Bitcoin-related, blockchain-related stocks are running. Mara is one of them. This morning, Mara came out of the gate with a pop and a coil. When it broke out, we bought it around 4.25. It then popped quickly to 460, coiled again, broke out, and by the close, was trading at about 515 after hours, as high as 538. And that, too, is forming an after hours bull coil. There's a lot of money chasing these stocks right now. I wouldn't be shocked to see this at 5.75 sometime before the close tonight. Solar Energy is a great group we've been following. In particular, a little company called Beam Global. I think they were called something else. They changed their name, but here's the bottom line. A big run up in January, February, March, and then a long bull coil broke out, came down, broke out again. But most recently, it's been an interesting day trade several times. Now, the last few days, after popping about a week ago, it pulled back in what looks like to me an orderly retracement. There's the breakout. Note that little breakaway gap right there. Note the pickup in volume. That's the kind of stuff you see when a stock's breaking out. You gave yourself a little pullback for literally 15 minutes and ran again. You go a little closer and see the 1 minute chart. And the 1 minute chart was right there. Broke out, pulled back, and ran. Many of us went in the 22 range and quickly got out of 27. I mean, literally, this is a few days ago. A few hours ago, sorry. So you can see that today's action, pre-market, showed a coil. And the big volume spurt at the opening and the breakout above the pre-market pattern is what I always look for. Then a rising, when you see a rising flag like that, it's pretty powerful. It just shows that the sellers aren't even taking it back down to support. So that the breakout occurred on this one at about 33. And within 30 minutes, it was 37.5. That was a beautiful trade. And then a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wave corrective pullback falling wedge. And then it broke out again and started to move up. Another interesting example is a company, Polar Power, which I've been following. On a 15-minute basis, broke out across the double top right here, pulled back and retested it, and the 50-period moving average, and ran up and flagged. Then popped, formed another flag, and just kept going. We went on this this breakout here with an increase in volume is where we went long about 420. And this is a couple days. This is Friday. This morning, it popped from after 420 entry point on Friday. We got it up to 664 today. And there's not a point in this stock at any point where it's telling me it's finished. The only signal to me that it's a little bit overheated would be the spike in volume and then its subsequent bull coil. Now, if you look at a 5 minute chart, you'll see it a lot better. And I do utilize every time frame when I'm trading to see what the patterns look like, where support resistance might be, and what the setup looks like. Here's a breakout, here's a flag, sideways consolidation. And then when the market opened today, pop, wedge, pop. Let me show you a 2 minute chart. Pop, there's your wedge, there's your breakout. A quick move from 5.5 to 640, and then the pullback and then another pop. Got it up to my target, just coincidentally with 665, and we reached 664 within a penny of my target. Then the pullback and coil. I don't think this is done. I think you could see 7.75 or 8 the next day or so. Powerful move. Now an old swing of mine, WNDO Solar Window, on a daily chart, and it broke through here. I put a quick swing on it. I was back in July, and I was trading about the 3.25 range. And literally, by the end of that day, it was 547. So most of us achieved our swing within hours. And then multi-month consolidation was followed by the breakout we're seeing right now. Today in particular was a strong day as it started with a pop pullback and a little tight little, what we call a pennant or mini coil. Broke out right there. We went long about 540, 45, and traded to 595 or 50 cents. Literally in minutes, and eventually within an hour or two, it was as high as 657. And at the end of the day, it continued to coil bullishly and maybe setting up for more. It's just a typical example of what we look for when we're trading at thetechtrader.com. The ideal situation is a spurt or a spike at the opening. The first pullback holds the prior low and then runs up. We are often buyers in this range. And in this case, I waited until that little coil broke. broke out. We got a nice trade on it. This is just today. XPEV. This is one of the rocket ship electric vehicle manufacturers from China. We've been trading this nearly every day, folks. This and NIO. You take a look at XPEV. It's a rock star. It's already had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For me, I'm a seller up here because fifth wave with big volume. If we get one more blow off tomorrow, for example, this is 70, almost 75 today. I'm below 54.80. So we're talking a 20-point move today. Now, the volume was 103 million shares. Not quite what it was here, but in essence, it's a pop falling wedge, pops lateral wedge, and then a breakout. In just three sessions, 41 to 75, I think is enough for most people. Anyway, I wouldn't get greedy, and I tell everybody, don't be little piglets. Sell when you can, not when you have to. We had a beautiful move today, and here's just to show you why. When it broke out and started from the get-go with the big volume here, and then formed the wedge, that's where most of the people in my group are long at. When it broke the wedge at 60. Within 2 hours, it was 67. And another 3 hours went by, and it coiled, and when it broke out, out there and formed a little flag in here, low volume ab, it exploded literally from 66 to right after market close 74. It was 8 points in there, folks, right there late in the day. And after hours, it reached as high as 74.81. Pretty amazing stuff. Up 20 points on nearly 100 million shares. This is the kind of stuff you see at market tops. It's getting a bit, to say the least, too frothy. When you see three stocks trading over 200 million shares in one day, it usually means we're near maybe an important peak. I mean, there's so many stocks running, I couldn't even keep up with it today. That's very unusual. I'm a very high energy guy, and I'm able to keep up with a lot. But today was a grind, I'll tell you that. SUNW, same thing here. You can see how it pops out from a wedge, the little wedge, forms a three-wave corrective pullback, breaks out again, forms a falling wedge, breaks out again, forms a little mini wedge. Now, this is today. Today, after it popped and formed that wedge, I put a buy right there at about 6:15, and within minutes, it exploded to 6:67, pullback from the coil, broke out again, and was a bit choppy, but made it up to $7 right near the close, right here, at 6.98.7 range, from where we first got in, about 6:10. So, you know, not a bad trade, 15% trade type move. I felt that oil stocks, and I've been talking to my people for a week now, my traders knew that I was anticipating a run in oil. And I do not like gold, by the way. I don't like the way it's acting. I don't like the gold stocks or ETFs right now. I tell everybody, avoid them until they turn, because right now they're breaking down. But on the oil sector, they're breaking out. Now, Callon Petroleum and APA are two of my favorite junior oils. This one broke out today. We put a buy at about 8:35. Within 3 or 4 hours, it reached 9.85 for $1.50. APA is another that after it popped in flag and broke out, I put a trade on right there at 11 and three quarters. Right at the end of the day, it traded at $12.90, $1.15, and it's still going after hours at $12.93. Oil sector is looking good. Look at Oxy. This is a major oil company. When it broke through here, it had a little tiny flag and broke out. That's where I told everybody you can buy Oxy for a trade today. It's over 14. Went up 15.98, almost 16. Big move for a major stock like that. 45 million shares in the oil sector in that stock. Little GCI. Look, for the most part, I like trading tech and biotech because they get volatile. They have higher beta and they're volatile. But you know, every once in a while, you get a stock like GCI, which is in publishing. I don't care what they do. And I'm a technical analyst. I don't care what a company does fundamentally. I really don't. The only time I care about any fundamental news at all is pre-market. I want to see how big the news might be to indicate to me, technically, if it breaks out, whether it has the ability to sustain a run. If the news is a biotech, you know, phase three type of news or a FDA approval versus a preclinical or phase one, which usually doesn't last. That, to me, is about my experience about biotech. And in tech stocks, anything that's significant, I want to see it a pop and go. For example, in this case, I had a little gap and a flag. See that flag pattern? When it broke out of the flag and the buy picked up, that's where I said this is a long for a trade for today, 245 to 282. Not getting rich, but you're making 37 cents, about 15%. And this is one of my current favorite stocks, which I think has the ability to be a $100 stock alone with NIO. Jumia, which is like the Amazon of Africa, had this big run up recently. We bought it in this range when it broke out for a swing trade above 11 and it went up to 19 and it only took 2 weeks. And then got whacked. A lot of us were stopped out. I also tell everybody when it went back up and filled the gap, it had momentum, buying was picking up to go long again around 16. And a week later, it's 30. It spiked at 31.90 after hours. And I think it's still going. Note the day trade idea. Popped out, pulled back. This is a beautiful little falling flag and held near support. It popped, we went long. It flagged from the coil, actually. What reason that's a coil is because it became narrower near the apex to a point. Let's take a look. See it. So, and then it literally went ballistic. And this is in the middle of the day after in lunch hour, no less. I still don't know why that went up like it did. But it jumped from 2780 to 30 in about 4 minutes, then formed a flag and broke out, and another flag and broke out, and had a basic 1, 2, 3, 4, five-way move. It got up to 3118. Now, my target was 31, 31 and a quarter, so it was dead even right in that trading zone. You can see over the last few hours, it coiled or flagged and then broke out again and spiked up. So maybe now you're getting a feel for the kind of patterns I look for, the kind of day trades we get at thetechtrader.com. Sometimes they're huge, sometimes they're quick and dirty scalps. Bottom line is we try to be profitable 8 out of 10 times. UMC is a really nice little looking junior little semiconductor. I want to point this out to you. Multiple resistance in there. Huge breakaway gap. Volume was that day 6.4 million. And then 2 days later, when it popped again, 7.1 million. Then a little 4 day wedge formed and it popped again. And I had a target of 4.5. So the stock literally went from 280 to 4.5, about 50%. And a nice, orderly, 6 week long falling wedge, or maybe 4 weeks. But when it popped and broke out again with gap and then went through resistance, it looked the way this is stair stepping up. And today, major breakaway day. Now, it's already gone from 210 to 7 in the last few months, but I think this has got a long way to go. It just had a 30-cent quarter, and the stock is way undervalued, in my opinion. The next target for me on this one is about 9. You can see it's under 7 right now. Keep an eye on that. One of my current favorite stocks is NanoX Imaging, an Israeli company that has a new imaging process that's 1/10 the amount of radiation emitted that a regular X-ray machine has. It's pretty impressive. Now, if you take a look at today's action, by the way, this explosive move and follow drop was another negative Citron article, I believe. It could have been one of the other idiots that are out there, but we're not idiots if they're making money shorting the stock before the news, right? All right, anyway, breakaway gap and a run up to resistance, then a nice orderly pullback. When it broke out, I put a new swing on in the 33 range. It's already 10 points up. Today was a key breakout, and we're watching closely to see if it can take out 45. This line in the sand across here tells me if it gets through here, it's going to run again into the 50s and 60s. Keep an eye on NNOX going forward. With oil running today, I was interested in trading GUSH, which is a triple ETF long oil and gas. I'm sorry, double long oil and gas. Now, you'll notice that it imploded when oil did, which makes sense. Also reverse split. But recently, breakaway gap above the 50, this red dotted line is a 50 period moving average on the daily chart. Well, it just went through it, retested it, and it's run nicely. Today was a good day trade on GUSH. Here's why. Note, pre-market, it popped and flagged. When it broke out of the flag, I put a day trade long on it at 32. By 4 o'clock, it's 30, almost 37 for 5 points. You can see that during the course of the day, and then again, this is what I call a day trader dream, because never in the course of the day did it break support. It's an amazing how they form these parallel channels, though. It's unbelievable. It's just amazing to me that most people don't know about it or don't take advantage of it. The vast majority of stocks that are running during the course of a day are in a rising angle at about a 45 degree angle, a rising channel at a 45 degree angle. Here's a new swing I put on recently, Box. One of my institutional clients loved the story. So when it popped out and pulled back and started to move, we put a swing on it. And it went from about 10 to 14 before backing off and forming a wedge. But boy, did it break out today. I think it's a $19 stock. It's currently $13.50. Beyond that, maybe high 20s. Today, Vox ran up in the morning in a mini 1, 2, 3, 4, five-wave move, and then pulled back and formed the coil. By 11:30, it was sitting there very quiet, and I told my people, if this thing breaks out of this coil, it's a buy. Well, it popped at 12:35 here, and within 3 hours, it's $13.85. So about a $1.50 move, and it's still going. Marijuana stocks are in vogue now, with the Democrats potentially coming in. It looks sure, looks sure, looks like. The stock VFF, Valley Farms. First of all, a nice daily chart. You can see the long consolidation, the breakout, the little flag pattern there, and then break out of this across resistance from the three-day flag, and today popped again. Today up $1.40 or 17%, a huge move for that stock. And I wouldn't be shocked to see this one continue to accelerate and run up towards 14. Today, as a day trade, it popped and formed a little coil. When it broke out of the coil, I indicated a potential day trade there. At 8.5, it went up to 9:40. Retail stocks were in vogue today too, some of them. Macy's, check this little pop, a little mini wedge right there. But notice that at the apex, the volume dissipated. When it popped out, that's where we went long, 9:45. Within 2 hours, 10:74. And the rest of the day just went sideways and coiled. Nordstrom's was the same. Not quite the same move, but popped their wedge and ran up. Broke out of the wedge at 22:50. Within a couple hours, it was 24. Smile Direct popped pre-market and had a wedge, falling wedge. When the market opened, it exploded. We put a day out, a swing on it right there. A day trade at 11:45. It ran up to 12:20, coiled. By the end of the day, about 3 o'clock, it was at 12:59 for a nice day trade there. PEIX, one of my best swings of the year, when it broke out here and then there. Now, I don't usually discuss in my room. Unfortunately, if you're interested, that won't be a plus for you. But I don't discuss stocks under $2. I've seen too many people burn, especially at this stage of the market. So I waited until until actually this broke out of this pattern. I'm going to show you something. This was where this was here. Now, back then, I can go back and show you. Right there. I saw a bull coil, low volume the day before, and then suddenly the volume picks up as it breaks out. Well, on that day at 4 3/4, I put a swing trade out. Yes, we do a lot of swings too. 4 3/4 in about 7 weeks, 6 weeks to 1144. Any way you look at it, that's about almost a triple. We'll call it 150% in about 6 weeks. Then it pulled back hard, and today it popped back up again. So maybe back in play. Another automotive stock that we follow closely is LI. Pop flag, pop wedge, and this is the fifth wave, in my opinion. Now, it could be a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 already, but obviously it's made a higher high. Very tough to gauge how far a stock will go until it fades, until people have had enough. But looking at this angle, a very sharp rising angle of ascent, this might very well be a $60 stock before it's over. Momentum is a funny thing. It'll keep going further than you think it's going to, both up and down. MGNI, this is a swing for us. When it broke out there, I put a swing on it. It kept working its way higher, came down, held support at the trend line. And then in the last week or so, it's ripped from 9.5, folks, to almost 17 today, almost a double. The intraday pattern today was a beauty. As it popped from the get-go, formed a little wedge right here. And when it broke out, we put a day trade on it, 1525. I popped and pulled back, but held that line. And eventually, made it up to 1681 for $1.5060. And as you can see into the close, it's still looking strong. NETE was a beauty this morning. As it popped pre-market, formed a little wedgie here. There's your breakout. We went long the breakout at around 1360, pulled back and then ripped to 1439. And within an hour, was at 1470 for a couple points. And then it formed a big coil or wedge and broke out again. Sometimes they're choppier, but if you step back and look at the overall pattern, it's in a rising channel. It may not be done either. My target now is 16.5. And my favorite stock of the year for me is NEO. It's a fact, folks, that I put a swing trade at 4, at 6, and at 14, three different times. And the stock's made it today to 55.98. And as far as I'm concerned, this has gone to 90 to 100. It just looks that way, feels that way, trades monster volume. And even with a massive reversal on big volume this day, there was no downside follow through. And there you go, right back up again to a new high today. I would think this would be 66, 7, 8 near term. In the next few days, you may see 10 points. SDGR, that's the company backed by Gates. This is the daily chart. You'll see multiple bottoms here, retest there. Base forms, triple top, breakout today. My obvious target would be to test the gap and resistance up here at 76, 77, currently 68. So I'm looking for a few more points on the upside. On an intraday day trade, it popped from the wedge and we went long at about 66. My target was 68. We reached 69 and change, 69.44. My second target was 70. Didn't quite make that. But even if you step back and draw your lines, connect your tops, draw your channel in, take out some. This is the actual channel right there. This is a pre-market spike right before the opening. Now, in the fuel cell group, everyone's excited about FCEL, which we saw today had a big move, and a couple other stocks in that group that look really strong. But I think this is the strongest group, the strongest stock in the group, Ballard. Now, it's a sleeper, and I told my people today to go long for a swing. After hours, they got smacked. But we all went long around here, 20 and change, and we got up to 21 3/4. Not sure what happened after hours. You can see it's down a bit. Not terrible. Pump, another example of a stock that gapped, ran, and formed a little flag. And when it broke out of the flag, we went long. Simple as that. 566 to 622 for about a 55-cent, 8% pop. But the good part about a trade like that, once again, never broke a prior low all the way up there until there. It's amazing how they formed these 45-degree angle channel bottoms. Workhorse popped, wedged, ran out from the coil, and just kept going. And after hours, Workhorse reached 29.5. By the way, this is a stock that I picked off of this trade in the 4 range. When it broke out across here, big volume came in. We went long here, that day, I remember, at 4.5. And then 3 weeks, it was 22.90. Not even 3 weeks. It was one of those monster moves. Very thrilled to be part of it. Vaxart came out with a secondary. I think that was the case. It knocked it down to 617 right at the opening. This is what we call a V bottom with the right hand extended falling wedge. And as long as this doesn't break down, what you do is once it breaks out there, you put a buy on it with a stop under there and you're covered. Well, it ran up and flagged and that kept going up. And eventually today made it to $7.13 from where we bought it around the 620 range, almost a dollar. One of my favorite swings of the year is Nikola. We nailed this run up, pull back. When it broke out right there, we bought it again at 33, I remember. And within a week and a half was 77 from 33. But you can, sometimes when you catch momentum, they just explode and you just got to ride the coattails. When it reversed and formed this wedge, I had a stop right there. But I said, if it breaks this wedge to the downside, we're out. The reason I said that was because I felt like this was a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth wave blow off was in case. And I encourage everybody to sell this. I got up to 94, 93, 99. And they eventually took this down to mid-teens, only 3 months later, only to bring it back again. And you can see the movement on it right now. It's up for 8 in the night, last 9 days. And it looks to me like it's headed for 35. Plug is the other fuel cell stock we were talking about, Plug Power. What a beautiful chart. And when you see this daily chart, what you got to look at is coil, pop, wedge, pop, flag, pop, another consolidation zone right there. You can call that a flag of sorts. Note that it ran up and pulled right back to it, held at 50 and ran up again. Now here's a stock that from my first spotted it in the 3.75 range, it's made it up 27, and that took 4 months, but it's still going. I can see the stock in the mid-30s or more on a blow-off, if not 40. I cannot believe the stock is where it is, but it's the way it goes. Veoneer is a stock I like. I've followed this stock for years. I think they're involved with autonomous driving, but maybe wrong. Here's the bottom line. Breakaway gap, flag, breakout, retest, hold at 50, the trend line, and lateral price support, and fill the gap. That was why this turned around. It was a buy for me at about 15 and a half, and here it is trading at over 20 today, looking like it could be 22 and 26. GRWG is another swing of mine. This is a company that manufactures growing equipment for marijuana industry. Pretty interesting. You can see that if this is a overshoot, and this is your actual angle of ascent, this stock is pretty close to the top of its channel and my target at 34.5 range. It's a beauty. I put a swing on it when it broke out there at about 17. Tecon, that's a good swing. And when this thing ran up and formed this little wedgie here, I put a swing right there. And I reiterated that it pulled back and it's holding support and coiling. Stay long. And sure enough, it did break out eventually with this breakaway day. And from that level recently, around 430, it's made it up to $10, folks. It's 150% gain just in the last 2 weeks. I got this year. This looks higher. I got $12.5 target, long-term 18.5. Just to keep in my room, let me explain to you, folks, that I constantly update you. I come back on. The webinar that I do every morning, I leave the screen up so you can see my charts all day. Typically, what you see is this, where I have these are the hourly charts for the NASDAQ 100 and the S&P 500. Underneath it is the 5-minute charts. I'm sorry, just the opposite. These are the 5-minute charts. These are the hourly charts. And I usually pick out 6 stocks that we're trading and leave the NASDAQ level 2 up so you can see where the bid and ask are and how a stock might be progressing. And on the left here, I have a market minder of stocks that I typically, either they're swing trades or just or NASDAQ 100 leaders, where I show you, you can see the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ 100. You see advanced declines today with 3-1 positive on New York, 2-1 on NASDAQ. Up down volume was 42-8, about almost 6-1 positive on up down volume in New York. That was fantastic. And on NASDAQ, it was 2.5-1, almost 3-1. But and then a bunch of stocks. So this is what you'll see typically during the day, unless my charts are up, in which case you'll be seeing this, and usually the 1-minute charts. In the case of Tecon, for example, this morning it popped, it formed a flag, and it broke out, and I put a day trade on it. Even though it's a swing, you'll typically see me put day and swing trades on the same stock if it's strong. Well, this stock broke out earlier at about 9 and quickly ran up to 990, pull back, and eventually made it up to 1015. So we had a swing on it, but I would also encourage people to day trade, because sometimes the best stocks that are swing trades are great day trades when they're breaking out running. Here's another example of a swing that popped out, pulled back when it started to move there, put a swing on it at 265 or something, then ran up to 435. Look at the wedge that's forming. If this breaks out above 450, I'm looking for 6, 7.5. And believe it or not, General Motors looks awesome to me. I just think that if you looked at this chart, you would think it was a tech stock, right? But there are so many positive things going on with GM, including, in my opinion, eventually they're going to take over the world with electric vehicles. But I don't think it's an electric vehicle play, but some of it is. And they are also working with Nikola, NKLA. That's one of the reasons why Nikola went like it did. But look at this chart. You look back and see where the long-term resistance is. This should get above here. We can see 60 and 75, and don't be shocked if in the next year, GM is up at those levels. We've got a tremendous chart. I do want to see it pull back and consolidate, and particularly if low 40s, you see something around 39 or 41 range, it might be a nice buy for a move to 59.6. And that pretty much concludes my presentation for today. What I wanted to do is leave a few minutes to see if there's any questions anybody had. So if the moderator of the room can throw some questions at me from what they're seeing, I'd like to answer some questions. We got any questions at all?
Yeah, I'm not. Someone, it's like earlier in the presentation, someone asked just VFF question mark.
Well, I already went over this. You talking about Village Farms?
Yeah, I love it. I'm not sure what they were asking exactly.
I think it's the best marijuana play out there. And the reason I say that is because it was once trading in a 17 range, came down to 2-3 range, popped, consolidated. Note the volume patterns on this. Each time it runs up at heavy volume, consolidates on lower volume, runs up again, consolidates for 3 days, volume pulls back, and then it goes again. My target's 14.5. Any other questions?
Could this reverse explosively in a day or two? With all the blow-offs today, looks. Ken says, with all the blow-offs today, looks like once in a lifetime day. Could this reverse explosively in a day or two?
You mean implosively? Is that what it means?
Yeah, probably.
Well, let me tell you a rule of thumb that I've always held in my career. The market will always go further than you think it's going to, both ways, up and down. and the market never accommodates the majority. There were so many people negative in the last 2-3 weeks, and everybody I read, and all cycle analysts and wave analysts, and you know, anybody that I follow closely that I respect was giving me bearish indications. What does the market do? It blows through everybody. This is a big short squeeze going on here. And not until they've squeezed all the shorts out will they start to bring it back down again. So for me, I think all these stocks continue until they don't. And that may be tomorrow. It may be next week. It could be January. I don't know when, but you just got to go with the flow. The trend is your friend, and a rising tide floats all boats. When you start to see the garbage run, I mean the real garbage, and some of that's happening now, but it could last a week or two. So I can't tell you where the top's going to be. I can only tell you that I go long and short. I have a whole list of boxer of shorts I can show you that will blow your mind how negative they look. Let me just show you a couple quick ones. Big Head and Shoulders and Akamai comes down and has a rising wedge. That's a short. AUDC, a Head and Shoulders top, and snapping back. If it fails here, it rolls over. That's a short. Baba looks terrible. Baba broke down hard with a breakaway gap and it's snapping back. And I don't like the look of this at all. It may be forming a Head and Shoulders. I'm looking for this to be lower. Citrix, massive Head and Shoulder breakdown, a rising wedge. Very similar to what I showed you with Akamai. A little different. I can go on and on. This stock, I gave it a short at 21.75 recently because of the bear flag. It's made it down to 11. DocuSign, massive Head and Shoulder top as well with a rising bear wedge. Careful. DT, another Head and Shoulder top with a bear flag. And they're all setting up for an implosive move to the downside. And I can go on and on, but I'm going to have a lot of time today. But you can see chart after chart showing topping type patterns. Here's Fastly and another topping type pattern on McKesson. MODN broke down. It's got a bear wedge. And I got a whole list of boxer shorts that I publish weekly. And here's a nice breakdown in PS and a bear wedge. So there's plenty of ideas on the short and long side every day. In the techtrader.com, we specialize in finding the stocks that are moving both directions so you can make money. Again, once again, I would invite all of you to come and visit me at thetechtrader.com. Click on here where it says try it free for 15 days. Sign up, put your name in and your email, etc., and you'll be able to enjoy the techtrader.com trading room for free for 15 days. And you should be able to make some money, at the very least, even if you paper trade, see how you would have done.